Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Primer and Ceiling Paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. And the experts at Omaha Steaks are making it easy for you to deliver uncompromising quality with gifts that are sure to make his day. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD when you shop omahasteaks.com today. We know being your dad means he already has everything he could want. But just picture the look on his face when he sees those extra-aged USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, and more. With carefully curated gift packages from America's original butcher, it's never been easier to show everyone why you're dad's favorite. And every bite is 100% guaranteed to bring a thrill to the king of the grill. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD. But don't wait. Father's Day is June 15th. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Did you know that over 504 million people listen to podcasts every day, just like you? That's a lot of new customers. With AudioHook, you can tap into the power of podcasting to reach the right listeners and find your next customer. The AudioHook platform is designed to make podcast advertising simple and results-driven. The best part? You don't pay upfront for placements or impressions. You only pay when your campaign delivers the results you want, whether that's more site visits, leads, or sales. That's right, you only pay for results. AudioHook uses advanced technology to ensure your message connects with your target audience. Campaigns are optimized in real time so you can track success and adjust strategies instantly. With AudioHook, you'll maximize your spend and achieve your business goals faster. Get started today and take your business to the next level in 2025. To learn more about how AudioHook can help you achieve your desired results, visit audiohook.com/results. That's audiohook.com/results.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's something that I, because I listened to, I was driving back from Kansas yesterday. I even texted you over the weekend because I drove by, because I know you're from that area originally too. And I took my daughter by where the BTK house was, because that's a great father-daughter experience. Anyway, I was driving back. Exactly. Park City. It hasn't changed. Drove on the way back listening to 4 hours of the testimony from Friday, the 28th or 27th or whatever it was, Friday the 30th. And the whole time, I mean, it was basically a good 4 hours straight of going back and forth with Welcher about the data that he analyzed that was based on based on Welcher's testimony with who is the expert that they brought in on the prosecution on Friday. His name escapes me at this second, but
Welcher was the prosecution's expert witness, and then he also talked about the other expert that actually broke down some of the digital timing.
Sure. I'm talking about the defense's witness that came up there.
The defense witness. The defense witness, you're right. His name escapes me too. It was DiGiorno.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. You're right. It was something of that nature. It just completely escapes me while we're on here live. But anyway, there was just going back and forth for 4 hours about basically a 30-second time window. And at the end of the day in all of this, a 30-second time window is a pretty small space in time. So to me, I mean, the fact that we have the technology to basically figure this down now almost to the exact second, the fact that it's still a 30-ish second time window doesn't really change anything for me. If I were to go see, okay, well, the vehicle does this maneuver and then his phone stops working, basically anywhere within that window to me is telling me, okay, it looks like there's a dead man here and there's taillight embedded in him and the car shows this and the phone shows that. There's nobody else here where this could have happened. Nothing else could have happened here other than that. Just by deduction, it seems that she hit him. I don't know. 30 seconds isn't a big, huge deal to me. Should it be? Because the defense sure seems to want to make it to be.
Well, two things on that.
Yeah.
First of all, the defense witness did no examination of anything himself. The only thing he examined was a report. This is the number one mistake that you cannot do as a defense or as any sort of expert testimony. You make your own conclusions based on your own experiments, mm-hmm. based on your own reading of the data and information, your own calculations. So he, to me, just did a death drop trying to say he's basing everything on another expert's conclusion. Mm-hmm. By doing that, he's saying, I adopt mm-hmm. the expert's conclusions.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of working off that to try to make my own. No, you have to have the original data to make your own. And so he not only took a shortcut, he cheated the path. He never walked the path. He just got to the end and made guesswork of how he got there. Mm-hmm. And you cannot do that as an expert. So that was the first thing that stuck out to me. I was shocked. I've never seen that. Now, this isn't to say lawyers try to get you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, listen, we have the expert report. Can you look this over and poke holes in it? And the answer is always this: no. I can conduct my own investigation and give you my own conclusions, and that may or may not line up with his or her conclusions, but I have to do this all on my own. I will never take another expert report. And literally, that's expert 101.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they just didn't have the money or they didn't have the time
to
have him do that.
It's not delivery. It's DeSorga, by the way. Matthew DeSorga.
DeSorga.
Yeah, DeSorga.
Please,
it was close. Yes.
You're going to have to clip out the other.
Yeah, we'll leave it. It is what it is. But it's, so we had all of that coming in on Friday. And I found, I mean, just the, again, conjecture is so interesting in this trial because there's a lot of it. And we see it in a lot of trials, but I feel like there's been a lot of conjecture from witnesses just like speaking out of turn a bit that really are not in the favor of Karen Reed, where it has been, and I didn't have to do any math at all, and he did all the math for me. It's like, aren't you supposed to be doing that to, like, I don't know, just make sure like it's right if you're going to be testifying on it? If you found this error over here, but now you're saying you're just taking his math at will. So which pieces are you picking here and saying, I'm going to double check this, but not this over here? It seemed like a mess. I mean, I know he's an expert witness. I don't know what, if it was just like, hey, you know, all we can afford is this. So what do I get for that amount of money? And this is what they got. I don't know, because I think he was not a cell phone expert either. He knew nothing about iPhones or anything in terms of pulling the data down. He knew about vehicles. So I thought that was also kind of a bizarre little crux. Like, why are you picking this guy who half of the point you're trying to make doesn't have any expertise in?
Tony, I am so glad you pointed that out, because that was the other glaring issue. I mean, he doesn't know anything about cell phone or cell phone times or how to coordinate. He's never, ever coordinated a text stream timing with an iPhone timing. And then he brought in Reed, Reed's phone. Which it, the whole idea was John O'Keefe. When did John O'Keefe's phone stop moving and you know, shut down compared to when the vehicle strike would have happened? The other point was that we all learned that text stream data does not denote a pedestrian strike, only other collisions with vehicles. And I thought that that was very important for all of us to understand. But of course, there was the deceleration, right? Which would line up with, you've backed up at 75% throttle going almost 24 miles an hour, and now you're stopping, right? Decelerating to move forward and leave.
Yeah.
So I think they still did a good job lining that up with, you know, when the collision would have taken place. And at the end of the day, that's what he said. He said John O'Keefe was hit, his elbow lined up with striking the taillight, and that those cuts were likely from that. So he spells it all out.
Yeah. Well, and I thought Welcher did a very good job of spelling that out. And I felt it was a rather bizarre rebuttal with DeSorga. Keep wanting to say DiGiorno. I will be calling him DiGiorno for the rest of the trial if I have to reference him. So it was certainly very fascinating to watch all of that kind of play out. We also, in the trial of Karen Reed here, as we're getting into this next week of testimony with the defense bringing their case in chief, we saw a friend of Proctor take the stand. Originally, the argument was made on Friday in voir dire that, hey, maybe it should be Proctor that takes a stand if he's going to be bringing in this information to authenticate these texts. But judge did not agree with the prosecution on that. They agreed with the defense. And so they brought in at least one of the friends to try and authenticate these texts. And, you know, those text messages were pretty damning in the first trial of Karen Reed. They really painted a horrible picture in terms of the image of Michael Proctor. Obviously, yes, there was an investigation done. They found that there was no other ill will things going on here other than it was kind of a sloppy investigation. And he said a bunch of horrible things, to which he was ending up being fired for. How do you think it landed this round, now that Karen's already... I mean, her image is not solid at this point, I think, with that jury. Very different than last time. Do you think we're going to see more about the text messages? Where do you think this all goes? And how do you think it landed with the initial introduction to the jury?
Well, two things, Tony. First of all, I wasn't surprised with Judge Cannone's ruling, because she is always going to err on the side of the defense, because she does not want this case overturned. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to give them, and has the whole trial given them, much leeway. Mm-hmm. Having said that, this was, I thought, such solid ground made by Brennan and the prosecution team that you cannot introduce these messages, because they are supposed to speak to the mindset of the person who produced them. And they put on there somebody else who not only didn't write any of them, mm-hmm. didn't even participate in that string, didn't even read these messages, because he was on a string that was 8 years long.
Yeah.
All these people had been, you know, texting and stuff. And sometimes you pay attention, sometimes you don't. You know how it is when you're on these long strings with multiple friends. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, so he wasn't even really involved in it. I don't even know why they picked him. But I was really surprised at Judge Cannone's ruling that he could even introduce them. Then they pared them all down. And barely had any. I mean, I think he read maybe a dozen, maybe, and they weren't even bad. There were a few that, again, were the I think three, you know, bad ones. But because last year they did it all together and they put every one of it, just was so ugly. And Proctor reading them had a whole different way. In fact, this guy, I felt terrible for him when he said, "Judge, I don't feel comfortable reading these. I didn't read them at the time. I don't, you know, please don't make me read them." Essentially, they had a sidebar and Brennan ended up reading them. And then he would just look and say, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was interesting hearing Brennan say those words. Although he didn't say them all verbatim. He's like, and the C word. It's like, yep, we know what the C word is. Yeah, it didn't have the quite the same, verbose feel to it that it did last time with Alan Jackson, you know, repeating them on the stand as Proctor was having to repeat what he wrote.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.